know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts, Jamie and John, back in a new year, new you, John?
Not really. I'm eating better.
Yeah.
Than I did before the new year.
I think I've been pretty clear on this show that I think New Year's is a stupid time to celebrate. So
yeah,
nothing new over here.
What did you all do for Christmas? Not Christmas, New Year Eve, going into New Year. Did you stay up, watch the ball drop?
I was in Georgia after an NBA game, and we were in the hotel watching Stranger Things, and it went off at like 11:30. We just kind of sat on our phone, said Happy New Year, went to sleep.
Cool.
Did you do anything?
Yeah, we went to our church. Our church had like a gathering, and families were able to go and played like board, like not board games, but just played some games and hung out. It was cool.
What kinds of games, if not board games?
When I think of board games, I think of like Monopoly and stuff like that. There were folks playing a game that I really like called Code Words or Code Word. That's really cool. I don't remember the name of, I do remember the name. It was called Priority or Prioritize, something like that. There was like a group of six of us, and the whoever's turn it was would draw six cards, and then the rest of the group, without any input from you, had to pick, like put those in order from things that you would love the most to hate the most.
Okay.
So I was playing with our pastor and his wife, and then another couple, and I remember like the first few people, like they had a wide spectrum of like pretty bad things to just decent things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I pulled my six, it was like hope, faith, love, mercy, kindness, and
fruit of the spirit.
Yeah. It was like nothing was bad. Okay. So I had to pick something good that was bad.
Was gooder.
Yeah.
I had to pick what was gooder.
Yeah, weird, but it was fun.
Those are fun games.
We ended up watching old videos of our pastor and our associate pastor, Don, from like 1999, 2000. And it's so weird how similar they look to now, but also so much younger at the same time.
I mean, they both have aged pretty well.
Yeah, they just looked like old babies back then.
Okay.
And now they just creepy. Look like babies. No,
now so, they just look old.
But it was weird. I mean, it was weird that that's how the night transitioned, but it was fun. We got to see videos from like all the digital creative things done during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those included videos of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I got to see little Avery and
I don't remember anything that happened during COVID. So
they made like kids videos where kids got to like read a Bible verse for Christmas or say what they appreciate most about Christmas. Or
did we have to come over here and borrow a Bible? I don't know. That's a joke about my kids not reading the Bible.
I lived at my old house, so that was weird seeing the videos my old house and the kids there. Yeah.
I forgot about that because we used to record at the radio station.
Yeah.
For a while.
Broom closet, radio station, the nonprofit that you all owned.
Yeah.
Next to the car wash. We'd have to stop recording what people would get a car wash.
Who's getting a car wash at 10 on a Sunday night? What are we doing?
But they got a lot of them.
A lot of people were, apparently. I wish that game you were playing with Pastor Kevin was like you could choose things for him to rank or at least talk about and be like, so Giants.
Yeah. Or like church specific church members.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't want to say any church member names. I was trying to think of a generic one in my head, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Mark Johnstone.
That'd be funny. Our pastor is a cool dude. I don't have the sense of like, you know how like, I don't know, people might feel like reserved or tight around their pastor. I just don't.
Yeah.
So I say whatever's on my mind, whether it's appropriate or not. Most of the time, not.
Okay. So, yeah.
I did that in front of a youth pastor one time that you know, And I said something, I don't know, probably not the most appropriate thing to have said in the moment. And I apologized. And he's like, no, it's okay. He's like, knowing that you're being genuine in front of me means so much.
Okay.
I was like, well, this is me being reserved, my man.
Like, well, just wait, buddy. Yeah, no, I totally get that vibe from him. Very, very welcoming and kind guy. Also nerdy in all the fun ways, like in all the ways I am, I think.
He's incredibly smart.
Okay. That's probably what I should have said instead of nerdy.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Both?
Both. It's both are true and related. Man, I've got some stories. Do you got anything this week?
Of course.
Let's hear them.
I went to Atlanta, so.
You made it back.
I did make it back. I'm trying to rank the cities I've been to in the worst traffic.
It's got to be at the top.
Yeah, LA's one. I don't know if Miami's worse than Atlanta or not. Atlanta just like inexplicably, the interstate just stops.
And it doesn't every matter 20 miles. What time of day.
No.
It really, like, it didn't so used bad. To be like that. Used to, you could hit it at a decent time or use the bypass. It doesn't matter now.
Went to an NBA game. It was a good time. Saw
The Hawks?
The Hawks and the Timberwolves. It's just so weird to me to see professional athletes up close. It's literally like they're a different species of human.
They're Nephilim.
Maybe they are. Like, to be, how can you be that big and that fast and have the dexterity to shoot a ball from 40 feet and make it 3 out of 5 times?
They have to be like the 0.01% of the world.
It's just not fair. I was just watching them do things with ease that I could never do in my wildest dreams. And I don't know, got a little bitter, you know?
So they have all that going for them. What's going against them? I mean, have they just sold their soul to the devil?
I don't know. I mean, that's certainly a rumor out there, usually in the music industry. I don't know about athletes, but...
Adam Levine, is that his name? I bet he did.
Which one is he? I don't know.
One of those guys from like Maroon 5? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to Google it in a minute. So while I was down there, though, it was the day of the Stranger Things finale. And you know what was filmed in Atlanta, John?
Stranger Things.
Stranger Some Things, for the
Isn't
most
that
part.
The lab?
So we went to Hawkins Lab. It's actually a hospital on Emory University's campus.
Is it a condemned building or like?
It's very condemned.
Vacant?
It's very, yeah. I mean, it looks terrible just like it does in the last season.
Did they
of the
make
show.
It look like that or do you think it would have looked like that?
I think it was already abandoned and not in use and they found it and used it for that look.
Did it have like those big black vines on it from it the upside down?
It didn't. So it must have been CGI, but. Apparently somebody went to see it last year and broke in and died. So there was literally a guard there that wouldn't let us get close.
Did he become Vecna?
I'm confused. I think so. I think that's season 6. No, but we got to see it from the road. There were other cars there parked doing the same thing we were doing. So we just kind of took some pictures and left.
Did you say they're going to tear it down? Is that what you said?
They are going to tear it down soon because it's an unsafe building and the series is over and
they're missing an opportunity. Like revitalize it to the point where it's safe to go in and charge people
just give
to
tours,
come.
Yeah. Emory University. Gosh. Just think how much NIL they could raise doing Stranger Things tours in that building.
Why would you not do that? That show is, I mean, it's one of the highest grossing shows of all time. You're going to have for generations because there's people my age watching it, people older than me watching it, and like kids, 13-year-old kids. I mean, so for generations.
Yeah. They're going to be Emory, showing it to their kids.
Come on, Emory. Just sell it privately if you don't want to do it.
Let us do it. Let our LLC buy Hawkins Lab and open it for tours.
They're missing a huge opportunity, I would think.
There was Hawkins General Hospital was nearby. There were some houses that you really only see from the outside that were nearby. And then the other places.
The school's there, right?
The school is far away. Like, okay. the main town and the school are in a place called Jackson, Georgia, which is not close to Atlanta. It would have been like an hour out of the way. So we didn't have a ton of time. I figured Hawkins Lab would A, make the kids that were with me happy enough that we were going to see it, and B, not allow Avery to murder me for leaving her out of Stranger Things tours. So felt like a good middle ground.
And this is It's in Atlanta, but the show is set in Hawkins, Indiana.
Hawkins, Indiana.
Okay. But now The Walking Dead was set in Atlanta, and I think there were things filmed down there for The Walking Dead.
It was set in Kentucky, wasn't it? Like, it's where The Walking Dead starts.
It may start there, but I mean, he goes to Atlanta.
And he gets in that traffic, yeah. And they go to the CDC and those kinds of things, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sure, I probably could have found a bunch of places, but I just looked for Stranger Things.
What a crossover that would be.
Dude, it would be awesome. Stranger Things
meets The Walking Dead.
It totally could.
I watched a YouTube video with my boy the other day where it's like a sliding graph, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It goes through time and then different shows would pop up as far as like the most watched shows. Mm-hmm. And it started in like 2003 and went through 2020, like the beginning of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And Stranger Things and Walking Dead were at the top for a long time.
Yeah.
Even when The Walking Dead got bad, it was still at the top.
Season one was so good. Season two was fine. After that, it really started to tank, I thought.
When they met up with the redheaded guy, that's when it went downhill for me.
Yeah.
But season one and two were great. The farm, that was my favorite season.
That was a good season. Herschel, was that his name? The old man?
Yep.
He was drunk all the time.
There were shows that I thought would be on that graph that weren't as high as I thought they would be. And shows that I thought would fade out because they were no longer running stayed very high.
I bet Friends and Seinfeld are still on there.
I don't remember seeing Seinfeld. It very well could have been. Friends stayed on for a long, long time, even after.
So I heard that Jerry Seinfeld makes $100 million a year off of Seinfeld syndication. And each Friends cast member makes $20 million a year off that syndication.
Not Joey.
Why not?
Didn't he die?
No, that was Chandler.
Chandler.
You ever seen Friends?
Yeah, just forgot his name.
Could you be any more wrong?
Every time I say the Chandler. Word pivot.
Yeah.
Pivot.
That's pretty much the only time I ever think of it. Confirmed Adam Levine, Maroon 5.
Cool. I'm in the zone today.
Yeah, are you? One for one. I mean, I haven't seen anything else you've done today.
That's pretty good percentage for me.
The arena down there was super nice. I know you went with me to a Pacers game one time. Dude, it looks like a trash heap compared to Atlanta. There were cushioned seats. Every seat was cushioned with a back.
How much better was your view than where we were? Because I had to get like oxygen. We were so high.
Yeah, so we went to see the Warriors, and Steph Curry was about to break a record. I wasn't willing to pay anything than nosebleeds. These tickets were super cheap. Chickets. New Year's Eve, Atlanta, other things to do, I guess. So $30 or less. I got good seats. We were in the lower level and able to see and yell at people and stuff. It was a good time.
That's awesome. Man, if I'm going to go to a game, I think a requirement for me from now on is it has to have a cushioned backed seat with armrests.
And I didn't know to expect that, but it was great. They had also two stadiums I've been to in the last year have had refill your own drink stands, which nice. I think is amazing.
That's really cool. I mean, I'm sure you're still paying a high dollar for them.
But I'm paying $10 and I can refill it three times instead of paying $20 because I'm not going to buy
three. I'm going to buy one, and that's just a family drink, you know?
Yep. No, that's good. Why didn't I do that? Jeez. One more Atlanta story. We are trying to find Hawkins Lab. And we are driving through so many neighborhoods around Atlanta, one-way streets out of nowhere.
Not a town you just want to drive through.
Not a place you want to get lost. Or a place you want to ride a scooter, because we saw somebody on a scooter get hit by a car.
Did they live?
Yes. So Gavin was like, did you see that? And I looked over, and there was a scooter under a car. It was coming out downhill out of a driveway, and they were on the sidewalk on the scooter. And the person was doubled over in pain. And I was like, Gavin, somebody's about to get killed.
Was there was the car on the sidewalk or was the car in the road?
Well, I mean, it was about to cross the sidewalk into the road from the driveway. So think about it as an exit.
Oh, so the car pulled out of their driveway and hit somebody that was using the sidewalk.
Yes. So I don't know. I mean, they hit a person. So I'm going to go ahead and fault them. I mean, yeah, the scooter was up under their car. I don't think they could have driven away.
Good Lord.
Yeah, Gavin's like, I just saw somebody get hit by a car. So that was probably the most exciting thing that happened. And literally I was like, I kind of want to pull over because something's going to, it's going to get heated.
You don't but want I didn't. To do that.
I went to Emory and talked to some other weird families trying to get a picture of a hospital they're about to tear down.
Wow. Good Lord. Well, that's cool. I mean, I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad the guy didn't die that got hit.
Well, I mean, he didn't die there. He was standing up. Maybe some internal injuries came back to get him. We'll see.
Godspeed, man.
We'll see how it plays out.
I suffered a pretty horrific injury while you were gone. Actually, you were back. You were back and just absent.
Oh, wow. That feels accusatory.
Yeah.
What did I do wrong?
You and I have always done lock-ins together.
Oh, yeah.
In our church, youth group had a lock-in. And you were back, but just weren't feeling awesome. So you stayed home.
I didn't go. Best decision I've ever made. I was so happy with that decision.
I mean, it took me 4 days to recuperate.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't feeling great anyway because I had ate like garbage over the break. And that, at my age, makes a huge difference. So
you stay up all night. You're playing dodgeball and tag in the middle of the night. That's so much fun for a teenager. Oh,
man.
Not as much when you're in your 40s.
He played a different game. Our youth minister makes up games, and he made up one for it. So we played Underground Church, which is just everyone's favorite. We only played one round, but it was a long round. I'll tell you off the air. Just you have to be strategic in who you tell.
Yeah, I heard that.
When you're the traitor, you have to pick a kid that can – organize a group of people strategically, and that did not happen.
That didn't work out.
We played this game where there were 8 glow sticks, 4 for the adults and 4 for the kids. Only certain adults and only certain kids, and they were called a name, I can't remember what they were called, were allowed to hold and possess the glow sticks.
Okay.
If you got tagged by somebody, one of those people could come and take the glow stick.
Right.
And then there was a person who was neutral in the game and just walking around, and the people had to give the glow sticks to them. And then once one team reached 5, that was the winner.
Okay.
Okay. So the second round, I was the person who was walking around, but our youth minister told me that it's not a game of tag where you touch them with a hand. You had to throw a dodgeball at them, but there were only 4 dodgeballs. So he's like, go hide these 4 balls, and then you go hide for like 10 minutes and then start walking around. I hid those things so well. I think only 2 of them ended up being awesome. In play. But then I sat in a comfortable chair for probably 20 minutes by myself, and it was amazing.
That's awesome.
But when I did get up, I walked up to the second floor.
Before you go on to that, I want to say that you're the third person to describe that game to me. I still have no clue what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. It's super confusing.
Okay. Go on.
None of the kids. There were so many kids that just had no idea
what
was going on. But some of them got it, and they were really into it.
Yeah.
So I found those kids on the second floor of our church, and they know that I'm the person who has to hold the glow sticks. So an adult was reaching their glow stick to me, and as I go to grab it, there is a child that I love this kid so much. Ever since she was a little girl, she's always just been like my buddy. But this kid takes her fist, and as hard as she can physically punch, she was trying to knock that glow stick out of that guy's hands. But what she did was hit me below the belt.
Yeah.
I was not trying to be overly dramatic and cause a show, but I hit my knees and I hollered out to the Lord Jesus to help me because I thought she had killed me.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought things had happened. It was so bad.
She was telling me about it. And,
now to be fair, I did hit that kid in the face with a heavy wooden door the year prior. So she owed me one.
She'd been planning that for a year. My gosh,
we are more than even at this point.
She was telling me about it, and I was like, you know, I just can't. Can we reenact this? John, come here. And she.
I bet she thought that was funny.
She wasn't down, though.
Man, I thought I was dead. I wanted to die.
Yeah, I bet.
I wanted to
die. That's terrible.
For sure.
Yeah. She tells it a little differently, but I totally get it. Totally get it. I did not go to the lock-in. I also, like, you said your knee hurt, and you tried to describe how you walk upstairs, and I think you walk upstairs wrong. Have we talked about this on the air?
I feel like we did, right? Like two steps. Okay. That's, yeah, I get how that 2 feet on one step
is how you had to do it.
Yeah. I'm good now though. I mean, it's a little uncomfortable, but it doesn't feel like it's going to explode.
Does it hurt worse going up or down?
The pain was the same either way. I'll tell you, going down was scarier, you know?
Let me tell you about some pain. We got Grace an electric bike for Christmas, so it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a bicycle, and
I feel like she has one very similar to what my son has.
Yes, so that's where we got the idea. I don't know about the brand at all, but it's a good time. Like, it goes,
it's an electric e-bike,
like 20 miles an hour, and so it's pretty fast. It's a lot of fun. You can set it to where it doesn't go as fast. She's not as adventurous as most. But the day after Christmas, we took it over to my in-laws so they could see it and other people could ride. And everybody in our family took a trip around the neighborhood on it. So battery life, big thumbs up. John, it came my turn.
Okay.
And I head off and I'm driving down the street. I haven't ridden a bike in a long time, so it takes me a second to get the balance right. You know what I mean? And so I get back and I'm just sitting there looking at my family in their faces, and one of them looks at me and says, "Oh, one of the tires is low. We need to pump it up." And then I stood up off the bike and they're like, "Oh, never mind." It was me.
Both can be true.
Yeah.
It can have just enough, but
I would still say need to be pumped eight people up. Rode that bike that day. I was the only one that made it look like it had a flat tire. So not feeling too optimistic.
I was wondering why you were in a mood last week. That explains it.
it was a direct hit on my pride bone. So
yeah, well, I understand that.
Felt so fat. Did not like it.
You know that I'm a big fan of like good or bad customer service, right? Like bad customer service can wear me out, but good customer service I appreciate so much. So I got an email. And I'm hoping to find it. So you talk about other things because I thought I'd saved it in our email, but I did not.
Grace got these toys at some point over Christmas break. I don't know what they're called, but they're like little and they're not Labubus, which are look demonic.
Aren't those actually demonic? Am I making that up?
I think you're making it up.
Okay.
I think you're thinking about fairies or I'm just kidding. That's another hot take. So they're just these little like cloth stuffed animals and they're tiny and they're multiple colors. So they look like little monsters, right? So she got some and she's showing them to me and she's like, "Hey, look at this one. Look at this one. Look at this one." And then finally she pulls one of their mouths open.
Okay.
John, the teeth.
It has teeth.
Which are sporadic. Like only one of them had a full mouth of teeth and the others had like three or one randomly placed.
Yeah.
They look just like human teeth.
That's so
they're like crazy. They're like a stained white and they have like their heart like they it looks I would not be
their
surprised
heart plastic?
If they're actual human teeth.
So they feel hard?
Yes.
And these are called Labubus.
No, they're not Labubus. I don't know what they are.
Okay.
I just
and
know
they're not Care Bears.
I don't want to strike down Labubus. No, we got a bunch of those.
I was at Walmart the other day and thought about that. It cracked me up.
Yeah. So
where do you buy these little demons at?
I think
Walmart?
Yeah, I think it's at hell. I don't know. Like those teeth, man. When she showed me that, I was like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to see any more of these. Of course, which made Grace just follow me around. Like, look at this tooth.
So like, does the face look human too? Or is it more cartoonish? Or is it like a animal like?
No, it's very like, looks like a kid sewed together a stuffed animal.
Oh, so it's like Sid started making plushy toys?
They don't look evil except for the teeth. Okay, I got a picture. Let me show you this guy. Oh, come on.
That is disturbing.
Yeah, they are called Fuggler Ugly Monsters.
Why would you buy your child that?
I didn't. Look at that. Look at those teeth.
That is that.
See?
You'll have to post that on our.
Like without the teeth, I think they look cute.
I don't know the status of if your wife listens to the show or not. Mine does, but I'm going to ask her on here why. Those are, like, does she have that last one you showed me?
No, but they're all similar. I mean,
which one? You showed me three. Does she have one of those three?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've tried to block it out of my memory. I don't remember which one she has.
You did not show me one that I thought that would be cool.
No.
Those are, like,
you take the teeth away, scary. And I think they're fine.
I bet they came with, like, their own liquid death.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that? You know what liquid death is?
I saw a can of that in your house, like an energy drink.
Yeah, but they're just like carbonated water. But have you heard what's happened?
No.
They brought in a witch doctor to put a curse on all of their inventory. So my son and I bought them before we knew that and drank them. So now we've got to worry about a demonic curse on our waters that we bought.
Gosh, why would you do that? That doesn't seem like it's not you. Why would you?
I didn't know.
No, why would you get somebody to curse it? That doesn't seem like it's not good for business.
Like, bless that water, man. Make that holy water. You know? It is called liquid death. Maybe that should have been a sign.
Yeah, I think you missed a memo there. So sounds like unholy water to me. I don't know. Sounds pretty sketch, though.
So
sorry.
I found this email. So my son, I think I've said on here before, is a type 1 diabetic. So that's not the earned kind. That is the, this sucks, your pancreas just stopped working.
My dad earned it for me.
So I bought this thing called a sugar pixel. And it looks like an old school digital clock, but instead of the time, it has your sugar, like what your level is. So, you know, around 100 is perfect. If you get below 80, you start feeling weird. If you get below 50, you could die. And that's what we worry about. Now, of course, you don't want to be super high either, but that's...
Speak for yourself.
And the thing of what could kill you the fastest, getting low is the thing you have to watch.
Low.
Unfortunately, the time that most people go low is at night when their body gets insulin and they're not eating anything. You can go low. So I bought one of these. It has a really cool alarm feature where... And I'm not getting... This is basically turned into an ad at this point, but it has a random alarm, so you don't get used to it. So every time it goes off, it's going to be a different sound. That's really cool. Also comes with something you put in the bed that will like vibrate and shake you to hopefully wake you up. So anyway, I bought one of those. So I got an email that the order had shipped. 98.9% of the time, I don't need to know anything else, but it shipped cool. But I decided to read this email, and I'm so glad I did. Says, John, your order has shipped. Tracking info below, explanation point. And that kind of, I don't know, that piqued my curiosity. Says, after an intense rock, paper, scissors tournament to determine who would be the lucky person to pack your order, Claire, our reigning office champ, seriously, we think she cheats, merged victorious once again. After Clairefully, she made us use that term, preparing your order, she hopped in her car to make a personal delivery. She quickly realized how weird that would be and opted for a more conventional method. Your tracking number is below. Feel free to contact Claire if you ever have any questions.
That's a good time.
That is amazing. Somebody loves their job, or that was the owner's idea, but how neat.
I think a lot of those things, probably a company culture situation, like they just like, let's be creative, think outside the box, and we're dealing with a very serious issue here, helping people. Let's raise their spirits a little bit.
I just thought that was the best. Or
it was all AI.
Maybe.
Sorry if I... That diminishes it, though, because you want to think that Claire Bear's out there, right?
I think someone wrote that.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that was a cool email. I think they need to... You know, buy garbage bag companies.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the kind you use? Husky? Hefty?
Husky.
Okay.
Yep. And they've redeemed themselves. Yeah. I got a big box in the mail, and I probably don't have to buy garbage bags for 2 years.
Nice.
And they don't rip anymore when I take them out of the trash can.
Can I bring up something that may make you upset?
Great.
That's usually a yes, right?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
You and I called a basketball game recently.
Okay.
And
are you going to talk about a gas company?
No, we can. There's a sponsor that John and I both have trouble. We have trouble with the word precision for some reason.
Well,
I do too. Yeah, I don't know why. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about you making an enemy, if I can.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, so it's pregame, and we're sitting there ready to go. We get there early for sound check and all the weird stuff and just hanging out. And we need to talk to a coach because I hate getting pronunciations wrong. I already can't say precision, whatever. So I'm like, we need to ask a coach. And a coach walks over to us. This coach does not have a logo. It's like an Adidas.
It's just a black pullover. Adidas shirt.
No school logo on it. No name on it. Nothing. I will also say that we have covered this team for like 5 years, and it's been the same coach every time.
I can't remember those details.
So John's first question to this guy was, what team do you coach? And it's rare that you see somebody so visibly annoyed as he was.
Yep.
Like, to your face, and then I didn't see it, but apparently when he turned around, it got worse. Like, you ruined his night by asking him which team he coached.
It was was his annoyance that he was wearing a black shirt and I should have just put two and two together? Or was it like, I am somebody, you should recognize me? Or is it, you work for a radio station and don't know who I am?
I think it may have been part that, part, I've seen you before. I would appreciate you remembering who I am.
We had never, ever had an interaction.
And probably part, I'm coming over here to tell you something about the schedule, therefore you should assume I'm the coach of the home team. I got a little bit of that. Yeah. So,
well, what I got was a whole lot of attitude.
You did.
And I didn't talk about it, but
if an entire body could be an eye roll, that's what he did.
He, so we, shortly after that, we had to stand for the national anthem. Did you notice that he kept staring at me?
I was looking at the flag, John. What are you doing? He was under the flag.
I stared him down the entire time. And then every now and then he would look over at me. And then when he would look at me, I would just like squint more. So it was like intimidating.
Clint Eastwood?
Like, 'cause I was sitting down when he pulled his shenanigans. But when I stood up, I think he thought, you're a little bit bigger than I thought you were.
How big a feller are you? Yeah.
His daughter ended up having a tremendous game, to the point that it was annoying that I was talking so highly of her when I thought so poorly of her father.
What if you said something like that, like overcoming her terrible parentage? That's not even a word.
I thought about saying, I think she might be adopted, folks, because she seems incredible.
And pleasant. Yeah, it was pretty rough. I just didn't know after sleeping on it, if you thought, yeah, maybe I should have known, or if it just like dug in. Regardless of whether or not you should have known, he was a jerk.
That was a jerk thing. And I would never treat someone like that. So that's like, I took it super personal in the moment, but now I could care less. But
I'm certain that we're going to have another game with them this season.
Mm-hmm. And I'm certain that it will go much differently.
Will you ask him again is what I want to know.
Let's do that.
Who are you here with?
Yeah. You look familiar. Do I know you?
Are you the janitor?
Yeah.
That would have been a good time.
Yeah. I don't think highly enough of myself to ever look down on somebody like that.
To expect a certain type of treatment. Yeah, I didn't. Like,
brother, you are a high school girls basketball coach at a small independent school. Like, you don't need to act like that.
Yeah.
Be humble, brother.
You should have.
Hey, man, God will humble you. I don't even need to do that. But
it's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting for sure.
It was a good time.
Speaking of humbling, God humbled my son today.
Okay.
Yeah, so earlier today I had to take him to.
Is this approved to share?
No.
Okay, great. Better. Let's go.
Earlier today I had to take him to the orthodontist, and they put some kind of weird system in his mouth, man. And I do genuinely feel bad for this kid. Like, he's got a pretty big audition this week that he has to sing for. And they said, like, yeah, this is going to hurt your tongue pretty good for next week. So, and he's like, well, that's great timing. Yeah. And I agree. It sucks. My son has a pretty outstanding gag reflex. If something touches his tongue weird that he's not expecting, it's just game over. So I can tell he's struggling when they put these things on him. He gets out to the car and he's like, this is the worst. I'm like, well, in the scheme of things that you've got going on, right. It's not, but yeah. I get that it sucks.
It's not even top five, but today it feels like it, I'm sure.
So I'm like, all right, I've been hard on this kid. I've got to do something nice. So I took him to Dutch Bros, got him a coffee.
Okay.
We're driving home.
I don't know why. I thought you were going to say Denny's.
No.
We should go to Denny's. Go on.
My bad. So he has to reach in and take these rubber bands out. And legit, they are on the far back teeth as you can get. And they are laying on top of his tongue. So he puts his finger in his mouth to get these things out. I'm certain that if you would have just turned the TV off at your house, you would have heard the gag that came out of this kid.
Oh,
I mean, it was the,
that's outstanding.
I mean, it was to the point where I don't have that bad of a gag reflex, but it almost got me just because of how loud and prolonged it was.
And you gotta stop throwing up.
I'm like at the point where I feel sorry for him, but I'm laughing because he is making a scene. And I'm like, brother, you cannot do that at school. Even if you go to the bathroom, you're going to have a problem. Like that is just way too loud.
Do it at church. Somebody's going to cast a demon out of you. Sounds like,
I worry about him, dude. I bet that kid doesn't eat at school. So he doesn't have to take those out.
That sucks. I hate that he has
which
to
is also
so
great
often.
For a type 1 diabetic.
Right. The less food, the bit. It's really not. Dang. All right, man. You ready to go to break and jump into our topic?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Be back soon. See you all in a minute. What a break, man.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't really do anything.
I just appreciate the silence, you know? We usually, even though it's like a 12-second break, we'll take some time to do some business.
I just stared.
You try to talk to me? Because I zoned out.
No, I was like in a good zone too. So explain this game.
It's your game. I was going to ask you to explain. This was all your idea.
So we're going to pick a category.
I'm confused.
Shut up. And then we're going to pick a specific item in that category. And then we are going to ask questions to try to figure it out. But I think we're going to shoot for absurd questions to try to figure it out. So do you want to be the guesser first or you want to pick something?
I would like for you to guess first to kind of give me the feel of what you're going for.
Okay.
Do we pick a category and then I pick an item in that category?
Yeah, you can pick a specific item from the top of your head and then just tell me a category.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a 20 question situation where it could be anything in the world.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me an actual category, food, beverage, TV show.
Okay.
The list goes on.
I'm trying to find one that's not going to be easy, but not super obscure. You know what I mean? So
God's telling me something. So I feel like I know what it is already.
Really?
Tell me the category.
Cleaning product.
I was way off.
Way off.
I wasn't way off. Unless, does this product have an orange scent to it?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, then that wasn't God. I'm trying to do this thing where I know where I'm like intentionally trying to know if this was God talking to me or not. Turns out never is. Okay.
That voice you may want to ignore from now on.
Cleaning product. Okay. When you were in middle school, did your mom clean the house on Saturday mornings?
I mean,
and like yell at you?
If I say yes, am I going to be guilty of gender appropriation?
No, dude. I'm like, so my mom would clean the house on Saturday mornings and then just get so angry she would yell at us. So trying to channel, like, was this,
can we just say every day?
Was this a product that you would have had in your house?
Yeah.
When you were growing up?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a product that if someone from California came to your house and saw it, they would be flabbergasted that you would have such a chemical in your house because it's illegal there?
That's a great question. And I don't know the answer, so I'll just say yes. Because you hate California.
Would they be mad because it is in an aerosol can?
No.
But perhaps the chemical in it would,
right.
would perturb them. Okay.
Got to be a strong chemical.
Got to be a strong chemical. If you were a lumberjack, would this be something that you feel like, would this product be used to clean something that you feel like you would use pretty regularly?
No.
Okay.
It's what if for you were, inside my house.
So this is more like your Mrs. Beaver on Leave It to Beaver. You would use this
her name
product.
Is not Beaver.
It's a Cleaver.
Their last name's Cleaver.
Cleaver. Cleaver the Beaver. Beaver the Cleaver. Would you use this if you were Miss Cleaver, Beaver's mom?
Was it Cleaver?
I think so.
I think so. Yeah, oh, she would. She should have been on every commercial for this.
So, but as a lumberjack, would you appreciate the surfaces that this was used on because they would be made of wood?
No, actually.
Okay.
I think this would ruin your any metal tools you try to apply it to.
I mean, just water?
No.
This would ruin metal tools.
I assume. I don't know. I'm not a chemist. Well, but I it's mean, not designed for that. Let's say it's designed for other hard surfaces.
Well, no. Like a lumberjack would appreciate wooden surfaces.
Right.
Well, why did you bring up steel?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because it's not meant for, definitely not meant for wood. It can damage wood, I think. It's meant for more like tile, porcelain, those things.
Okay.
And I assume it would cause rust issues, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Could you see me using this product while using a mop and like listening to some good music at the same time? Kind of like
I can see you singing into a mop while you use it, but it wouldn't work with the mop itself.
Okay. Would I be enjoying this product's finest work while also sitting on the toilet?
Yeah.
Would this product be under my butt cheeks or under my feet?
Yeah, I mean, it would probably the like, bottle would probably live under the sink, but it would be more like on your feet.
The product would my butt cheeks enjoy it more or my feet?
Your feet.
So it's a floor cleaner.
Yeah, it could also clean your
is
butt.
Is this like well, I mean, it could.
Can I give you a hint?
I feel like you've given me a lot, but sure, okay. I'll take another one.
Joe Dirt uses it.
Joe Dirt.
He makes a comment about it, and that's what gave me the idea in the movie.
I feel like he's a comet.
Man. Self-titled. Comet? Joe Dirt. No.
Ajax.
No. Would you like a tagline?
401 no. cleaner? Yeah, say the Joe Dirt line.
Yeah, we got to get some of that, man. They clean so you don't have to.
Scrubbing bubbles?
Yep, scrubbing bubbles.
Scrubbing bubbles is for your bathtub, bro.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I use it on the floor, too.
I mean, I guess you could, but
yeah.
Definitely for scrubbing.
Would it rust a saw or an axe?
I guess if you leave it on there long enough.
Well, would it be mad at, would people in California use scrubbing bubbles? I figure it's got to be strong enough to do the work for
you. I don't think
you.
They're allowed to use anything other than vinegar and okay. baking soda there.
I love the smell of vinegar.
That
we were talked
gross,
about that.
Man. That is so gross.
I just want to smell it all the time.
Vinegar, I mean, I'm not being dramatic. It's the worst smell other than like, I think I would rather smell poop than vinegar.
What? No way.
I can't stand it. And then you put it on your fish.
Yeah, that's malt vinegar. It's a little different.
It still has that twang smell,
that,
man.
That tinge in the nostrils.
I don't know what vinegar is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, where does it come from? How's vinegar made? Is there a vinegar tree?
I've got a product.
Yeah, that may have been too difficult, so I'm sorry.
No, that was awesome. I do worry that you're not using the product for its intended purpose, though. If you've never used it in the shower, dude, you're missing out because it literally does do the work so you don't have to.
I don't use it a lot. Let's just say that.
All right. My product. Oh, man. I had one picked out, but I gave you a hint earlier. So let me think of a different one.
Vinegar is an odorous solution of diluted acetic acid. Isn't that redundant? and trace compounds that may include flavorings or natural organic compounds. It contains 4 to 18% acetic acid by volume.
Is it a natural, like, where do you get vinegar?
It's produced by double fermentation, converting simple sugars to ethanol using yeast, and then converting ethanol to acetic acid using acetic acid bacteria. So it's not naturally occurring.
It sounds like someone made moonshine and then something went south. Yeah. And they were like, well, you can't drink it, but you can put it on fish or clean your toilet with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm not drunk, man, but my bathroom looks great.
Gosh, man.
Okay. Kill weeds with it.
All right. I've got something in mind, and I'm going to say it is sports related.
Sports related. All right. If you were an alien from another planet, would you be able, would you think it was something that was used as a tool, or would it be a place they would go?
You would think that it is more tool-like than a place.
Okay. Because I imagine in the future when our, you know, when the world collapses and they redo the whole human thing, they'll look back and they'll see like basketball goals and be like, they used to worship orange hoops.
Yeah.
Okay. So tool-like. If you were Tim the Tool Man Taylor from Detroit, works on cars, big hockey fan, would he appreciate it being where he lives and the sports that are associated with that town?
Yes.
Okay. I think that Detroit has missed a great opportunity. Their baseball team is the Tigers. Their football team is the Lions. And their basketball team should be the Bears.
It really should.
And you should have said, oh my.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Would Dorothy enjoy one of those tools from The Wizard of Oz? Lions and Tigers? Would either of those teams use it?
Yeah.
Oh my.
I don't know if Dorothy would enjoy it.
Okay.
But they are in the categories represented by her compadres.
Okay. If you were to walk into a school, would you be able to locate one either in a trophy case, in a gym closet? Could you find it in a school?
In a school, no.
On the school grounds?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If somebody came over here from Europe and asked you about American football, would it apply to that?
Yes.
Would you send them back to Europe?
Absolutely.
Okay. So football related. Okay. Would it have been something I used in the 90s as a football player?
Perhaps, but doubtful.
As a quarterback?
No.
Huh. Okay. What do other? Is it something you would see watching an NFL game?
Yes.
Okay. So I assume it's a piece of football equipment. A quarterback wouldn't use it. Wow. Is it a?
And I don't know that I ever said equipment. And if I did, I'm sorry.
Well, I got that from the tool part.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking.
You only gave me two options for that.
Okay. If I had tunnel vision, if I was Helen Keller, and I could only see through a toilet paper roll, and I looked at a football game, and I could only see the teams on the field, would I see it then?
No.
Oh, okay.
Also, so don't know that Helen Keller would see anything.
I don't think she would. I just wanted to bring Helen Keller into the conversation.
Yeah, but I like the okay. Toilet paper roll.
Okay. You like the toilet paper roll? What is it toilet paper?
No.
Okay.
Football players don't use toilet paper.
They use bidets. They should. I don't think we've pumped. We have a partnership if people want to buy a bidet. Okay. So if you were to go to a sports-related fashion show, would this show up? Make an appearance?
Perhaps, but most likely
it would
likely
not be featured?
No. Okay. It could be a prop.
Okay. Do I hate these things?
No. Not as much as you hate other things.
I hate a lot of things.
Like parades or chains.
I was going to say, is it dudes with sticks?
No.
Okay.
I think that most fans could love these at times and hate these at times.
Okay. Are these people?
No.
Okay. Are these, they're not people. Wow. Okay. I had another question that I was going to come back with and forgot what it was. Most fans would like these, sometimes hate them.
Mm-hmm.
I asked if it was Dudes with Sticks, and you said no. If you were to go to a high school game, who would be holding it?
No one would ever hold this.
Hmm. Is it my hand?
No.
Is it my heart? Okay, nobody would ever hold it. Is it attached to the stadium? I mean, I can't come up with much more ridiculous questions.
Be more specific.
Is it on the sideline?
No.
Is it in the locker room?
No.
Is it the goalpost?
Yes.
Yes. That was good. That was a good one.
Yeah. You know, I mean, sometimes people love them. Sometimes people hate them. Tennessee fans hated them this year.
Gavin hates them. Yeah, Ohio State lost both their games because of their kicker.
I feel genuinely bad for Tennessee's kicker. I mean, he did miss some really pivotal kicks. Now, we put him in situations where, you know, it was either make or break. So that sucks for him. But, like, that poor kid never needs to log on to social media. And if he does, he needs a personal full-time psychiatrist.
You know, do you know who Dan Le Batard is?
From the Dolphins?
No.
Who was that guy that on Ace Ventura?
Dan Marino?
No. The field goal kicker from the laces out. The laces were out.
Ray Finkel?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's funny though. No, Dan Le Batard. He's a radio show host in Miami, though. He used to work for ESPN. Now he does his own thing regardless. I saw a bit on him about, because there was a kick, first time ever last week, Steelers-Ravens, the winner makes the playoffs, the loser is out, and it came down to a kick with no time on the clock. And it was missed, and the Steelers got in.
Wow.
And then the Ravens coach lost his job. Anyway, Dan Le Batard was like, why are we doing this? We're sending somebody out there who is not a football player.
Mm-hmm.
They're kickers. Like, that's what they do.
They're now, like soccer players who just somehow got picked up by a football team.
Are they incredibly skilled? Yes. Can I do what they do? Absolutely not. But it's like a complete departure from the rest of the game. Is there another sport where that exists, where somebody has a role that's just so much different than everybody else? I guess a goalie, maybe?
The Zamboni driver?
I don't think that person's on the team. So I'd like to be on a team.
I mean, it is a team unit because the line has to block appropriately for the guy. But
there are other times when linemen block.
Right. It is like just.
Like, why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Is it just so we can keep the word soccer foot in it?
Maybe.
Also, somebody made a 67-yard field goal.
Was that
6-7?
Was that during the Ole Miss Georgia game?
No, that was during the Seahawks.
Did you watch the Ole Miss Georgia game?
Stop. Jaguars. He plays for the Jaguars. Sorry.
Did you watch the Ole Miss Georgia playoff game?
Some of it. I saw their quarterback making plays, but I didn't see any kicks.
You should watch the last minute of that game because time's running out, but you know,
as it often
as
is.
Ole Miss, you have the ball, you're in field goal range. And so you know you're going to want to kick a field goal as time's running off the clock.
Right.
As a quarterback, if you're in field goal range now, it's first down, you're out of timeouts, what do?
I mean, if you're running a play, you spike
it. You have like, yeah.
You to stop
typically
the clock.
Spike it. Go back and watch that game, dude. He backs up and just lets her rip out of bounds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which you can't do.
I'm like, why? I mean, he didn't get flagged any time for
intentional grounding.
Intentional grounding because he did have a wide receiver in the area, but he was intentionally throwing it out of bounds. I just didn't understand the strategy because it wasn't like he was going dancing around in the pocket and wasting 5 to 10 seconds.
I take it back. I did see that, and my thought was that he was looking for a receiver, and if that receiver wasn't wide open, he was just going to throw it way over his head.
Okay.
Was what I thought was happening, but I could maybe he was just doing that instead of spiking it.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
All right, man. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll revisit this later.
But, I did enjoy it. I enjoyed finding ridiculous ways to ask about it. So right, it's a good time.
Well, if you all enjoyed us asking each other ridiculous questions, consider, if you would, find it in your heart, leaving a 5-star review and telling about this podcast to a friend.
Just share it on Facebook. Like, we put our episodes on Facebook. Just click that share button. Nobody's going to get mad at you, I swear.
Yeah. I mean, tell people about us, because
talk about it all the time. Somebody commented on a True Crime Cast TikTok and asked where Ray's been on Bless Their Hearts. That's the kind of love we need to get. I mean, maybe me and John.
Yeah.
But if you like Ray, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interaction. Yeah. We love it. And we'll see you all next time.